From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The motorcade carrying Senator Edward Kennedy's body is getting underway from his home on Cape Cod toward Boston, where he will lie in repose until his funeral on Saturday. Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR in Boston.
The motorcade is taking Kennedy from where he spent his final days to the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum. There, this evening and during the day tomorrow, the public will pay respect to the longtime congressional leader. Sheldon Stern, the historian at the Presidential Library, expects tens of thousands of visitors at a minimum.
I remember when President Clinton came to visit, and I remember Gorbachev, but nothing like this.
After the public viewing, Kennedy will be taken to a Boston basilica that held deep personal meaning to him for his funeral on Saturday. The Democratic icon and political family titan will then be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
The government's best estimate of how the economy performed in the spring remains the same as a month earlier, and that's good news considering it was widely expected that the second quarter would fare a little worse than originally anticipated. Some economists believe that means this quarter will be stronger than expected. The Commerce Department reports second quarter gross domestic product contracted at a yearly rate of 1%. And in another sign the economy is recovering, 10,000 fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week than they did the week before. A wildfire in Southern California has prompted warnings for poor air quality. Nearly 2,000 acres have burned so far in the Angeles National Forest, about 20 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has more.
The air quality may be stagnant for days, according to local health officials who recommend that schools keep students indoors and postpone their sports practices. A dense, pungent patch of smoke-filled air lingered over the San Gabriel Valley and wafted east toward San Bernardino. It's not unusual for strong winds, known as Santa Anas, to blow smoke from fires toward the ocean, but there's been hardly a breeze. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning because humidity is in single digits, and temperatures for the rest of the week are expected to be in triple digits. The warning extends from Los Angeles to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties to the north. So far, the Morris Fire above Azusa has moved away from foothill communities. A smaller fire, about 30 acres, is burning less than half an hour away in La Cunada Flint Ridge. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke has become the victim of an elaborate identity theft scheme. District of Columbia police report Bernanke's personal bank account was accessed when his wife's purse was stolen last August from her chair at a Capitol Hill Starbucks. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 23 points to 95.67, the Nasdaq down 5. This is NPR. Sheriff's deputies in Sacramento, California, say they believe they found a woman alive who was kidnapped in 1991 as a child outside her South Lake Tahoe home. A sheriff's official says a woman came into the Concord police station and identified herself as J.C. Lee Dugard. Deputies say they're 99% sure it is Dugard. DNA tests are being conducted. Two people were taken into custody. A 17-year-old British sailor has become the youngest person to sail solo around the world. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
9 months and 28,000 miles after he set off, 17-year-old Mike Perham sailed past the finish line off Cornwall, southwest England today and into the record books. He'd hoped to become the youngest person to sail non-stop around the world, but problems with his boat had forced him to stop several times, so the non-stop record still belongs to an 18-year-old Australian. Perham said he had plenty of problems on the journey with equipment and with bad weather, but that the hardest part was just being on his own. His arrival coincides with a move by social workers in the Netherlands to try to stop a 13-year-old girl from setting off to break the same record. They say she's too young to attempt it and that her parents should not be allowing it. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
NASA now says it will try to launch Space Shuttle Discovery to the International Space Station late tomorrow night. It is NASA's third attempt at liftoff. Managers say they want more time to examine a fuel valve problem. In a victory for consumers, the Federal Trade Commission announced today it will ban so-called robocalls unless the telemarketer receives written permission from a customer that he or she wants the call. The FTC chairman says consumers have made it clear that few things annoy them more than telemarketing calls. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.